only goes on in 3 minutes.
Oh, here we go for an hour.
Recorded okay. Live.
Welcome. This is Brenda Lanoff, and this is Brenda's Mindful Healing Show. Tonight, I have the opportunity to interview Chris Chimbers. Chris Chimbers is an energy healer. He specializes in the body code and T3 core belief work. In addition to Chris's private practice, he offers a membership site called Healers Online Workshop. And this is an online community which assists the energy healers in building a practice. When Chris became a certified practitioner, he found there were few resources to help the healers build a business, and he decided to create this Healers Online Workshop along with co-host Ruth Kent and technical director Danny Guyman. Chris has extensive background in employee training as it comes naturally to him. The worlds of energy healing and business are far apart, and Chris's mission is to help bridge the two. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Brenda.
Yeah, we have been planning this for some time. I'm part of your Healers Online Workshop, and I'm very happy with it. And it's great to be able to have you talk about your own journey and how this Healers Online Workshop helps all of the healers out there that are they're looking to create a business and create a thriving business. So, Chris, I like always like to hear stories how people, you know, those pivotal moments in your life, and you may have several of them, but I know in your heart that you have found that you are here to serve in a bigger and grander way. And what was that first pivotal moment when you knew that there was a purpose, a larger purpose in your life?
Well, there was two, and they were quite a ways apart. The first one would be when I was 18, and my life was a complete mess. I was at total rock bottom in my life. I actually decided that I didn't want to live anymore, and locked myself in a bathroom, took a big knife, and I was intending to slash my wrist, and just as I was about to do that, I felt a hand holding my hand, which was holding the knife, and I couldn't move it. And I felt a presence beside me, did not see it, I felt it, and this was a very powerful presence. And the message was, it's not your time, you have a purpose to be here. And all of a sudden, the desire to kill myself completely left me. Instantly, and I just put the knife away. I didn't tell anybody. I just carried on, and I got over a few months, I had an awakening about life, and I started to really see things like I had never seen them before, like in a positive way. So that was the big message. However, what was I supposed to do? That was still up in the air. I did discover gardening, and I was a gardener for most of my career, for about 35 years, and I became a trainer of gardeners. My father was a vocational school teacher, and he impressed on me the importance of teaching people a skill. The old saying, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach him to fish, and it's for life. And that made an impression on me. So I became a trainer of gardeners. I loved it. And then part two, in my 50s, I had a rough time. I hit a rough patch and in life, and I had to seek help. And I ended up discovering the emotion code. And as soon as I experienced the emotion code, I was really impressed because it helped me tremendously. So at that point, I decided I would learn it, and I transitioned over a few years from gardening into energy work. I went on to study the body code and three-dimensional work, and in 4 years, actually, I was fully employed as an energy healer, and I have been now since 5 years.
Wow. Wow, that's quite the story, Chris, and I have to thank you for sharing your near-death experience at 18 years of age, because I'm sure, I don't know, I can't say for sure, but I would think there would be some shame at some level to even think that, you know, like you have to go through all those emotions in regards to wanting to end your own life. So tremendously traumatic. So, no, thank you for sharing that. That is a story I didn't realize that was part of you. And we all have our stories. Mm-hmm. So at the age of 58, I see that you had made a commitment to be of service, as explained by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Was Dr. Wayne Dyer a big mentor for you for a number
Absolutely.
Of years?
Yeah, I remember seeing him on public broadcasting, you know, and I would always listen and get a few things. I wouldn't call it like on a too serious a spiritual path at the time, but I did listen to him, and what he said made a lot of sense. And I discovered this tape. It was called Making the Shift. It was a CD. And he talked about the necessity of making a commitment to be of service. And when you do that, the universe sends you the resources that you need. And so that is what I did at age 58. And 2 days later, I was led to the emotion code.
Wow. It's interesting how we have those moments, isn't it? You know, I was led to the emotion code. I was literally Googling EFT. Because I had been doing some EFT training prior. Mm-hmm. So I was Googling EFT, and all of a sudden, the emotion code popped up on, you know how some things, they just pop up. So it's interesting how we all get led to, you know, certain healing modality. And so what was your, how did you come across the emotion code?
There was a woman in my city in Montreal who was doing the certification, and she was looking for clients, you know, the volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And someone sent me an email, and he just said, you know, if you're interested, contact this lady, Helena. And I did. And as soon as I experienced the first session, I could tell it was very powerful for me. It was just what I needed.
Uh-huh.
I had been working with coaching. I had actually tried EFT, and with all respect to EFT, it didn't work. Maybe it's because I didn't have a teacher. I was just trying it on my own, but it did not work for me, EFT.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But the emotion code really did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. So then after a number of sessions, because she started to clear my heart wall, which is the way that the subconscious protects the heart from hurt, you might say. And after a number of sessions, it took about a dozen sessions, my heart wall cleared one day, and I felt this incredible energy of love coming from my heart. I was just, this day of bliss, just walking around, and it's remarkable. I don't think I ever felt that in my life. When the heart wall was cleared, it was amazing. So that was strong confirmation.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's so interesting.
Mm. Yeah. So from there, I started to study, first of all, of course, the Emotion Code book, which is an amazingly good book. He talks about underlying causes, that every illness has some kind of underlying cause that we can find and release.
Mm-hmm.
But it means that you have to look deeper. You know, most of us are, you know, usually looking just at the appearance of things. We're not digging in. We're not, you know, looking below the surface too much. And I learned to do that.
And Chris, this emotion code, I'll just mention it, it's a book published by Dr. Bradley Nelson. That's who you've trained under.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, he's a wonderful gentleman. He's he doesn't really claim that he created this. He feels he's inspired to share it. That's how he puts his work, that it's inspired work. And it certainly is.
So you have been, sorry.
No, I was just going to say what we do is we actually learn to hear the wisdom of the body and the subconscious mind. We're actually getting when we're looking for the underlying causes as healers, we're listening for the subconscious to tell us or guide us to what is the energy that needs to be released, right?
So what excites me as an entrepreneur myself, and this is why I've been guided to participate and be within your own group, is that you have learned to apply the energy healing to businesses and buildings. So as to businesses, that's what a lot of entrepreneurs, that's what we need. It's like, what do we need to clear as to our businesses? So that's been a real interesting journey when I've been sitting in on your Zoom call. So you've also learned to work with the inner child. Now, how does that work with the healers online? What exactly is the inner child?
Okay, the inner child is a part of ourselves. Like, it's not a, this has to do with me or you as an individual. And when we've had difficult or traumatic experiences, especially in our youth, the inner child is basically a fragment of energy that splits off to absorb the energy, the traumatic energy at that time. So if we didn't do that, we would probably be immobilized. We wouldn't be able to move forward in life very well. But by splitting off this inner child who's holding energy, we can move forward, but the inner child is left behind. I don't know if I'm explaining it very well.
Well, I think so. And from what I understand, isn't it usually trauma that we have this fragmented self? Is that what causes that to split?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because the mind would have a hard time, dealing with the energy of the trauma. So it's basically pushed aside, and a fragment is left there to hold that energy. And so we call that the inner child. And there can be more than one times, in life when we have this splintered self. So there can be several inner children, if you want, that are, it's like a child sitting in the corner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when we do the inner child integration, we recall them. We heal this inner child and bring them back to the person, to the adult person.
Mm-hmm. No, it's powerful work. I was in one of your classes where you were talking specifically as to the inner child fragment, and I thought it was so interesting to know that there was more than one, that it can split off, and you can intuit the name. That was just, it's just so, so interesting. So I love how you are able to bring up cases and get into different scenarios within your workshops. So it's just great information. So
Thank you. You
talk about the purpose of the Healers Online workshop and to empower healers to build successful practices. What have you noticed personally when people start implementing the work that you're teaching? How is that assisting them?
The feedback I'm getting is that the people become more confident. Mm-hmm. They're more able to take their message out to the world. In other words, instead of sitting there waiting for the phone to ring, you know, you start to proactively do posts online. You might do, well, like yourself, you're doing videos and this show. You know, mm-hmm. you're stepping out there. You're getting your message out there. And we need to do this. You know, the
yeah.
world needs to know about energy healing, right?
They do, and how it can help their businesses. And this is where
yep.
I'm really excited about is getting the world awoken that this can actually create a more healthy, more affluent business.
Yeah.
And
yep.
just to get that connection. Now, you're
so
also
let me,
right.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
A business has an energy field, okay? Just even if it's a single proprietorship, it still has an energy field. It has an intention. And so a healing business has the intention to help others and also to be remunerated for the services given. So there is an energy field, and businesses can absorb energy. Well, they do absorb energy, both positive and negative. In a business clearing session, we identify and remove the negative energies that are stuck in the business's field.
Uh-huh.
And often we see very fast improvement in the results of the business.
Yeah, it's so interesting to treat it like its own, well, it's an entity. It's its own person.
It's you could say that. Actually, the funny thing is that legally, a corporation is a legal entity. It's funny that we
yeah.
use that word because it has other connotations. But
yeah.
I think of it as an energy field. I like to call it an energy field anyway, the energy of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when we clear the negative energy, the flow is better. You know, the clients find you easier. You serve your clients better. You know, it just goes better. Like, that's
yeah.
the whole purpose of energy healing, is that we increase the flow of energy.
Right. Well, and energy is energy, and it doesn't matter if it's your computer or your chair you sit on or whatever
mm-hmm.
that is. And to
yep.
think of it that way. So, no, I find that very powerful. I'm so glad that you have been teaching people how to work with their businesses and to treat them like the legal term is as an entity.
Mm-hmm.
So what is
and
the
really
important...
the better, I prefer to say when I'm dealing with that, I would tell somebody, think of your business like a child, you know,
yeah.
and like love it, take care of it. And it will reward you.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Nurture your child.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yeah, your own self and your business too. Of course, self-care is another big thing with energy healers. You know, this is a really important point, is that not to neglect yourself, because we're dealing sometimes with fairly stressful situations and people's energies, and you know, we need to take time for ourselves, take care of ourselves.
Wow, that's so true. And I know I don't take care of myself as well as I should. I'm quite addicted to being on the computer, and I think it's after all those decades of working in an office, and if I'm not at my computer, I'm not productive. So it's challenging, and I think it's challenging for a lot of healers, because we are such empaths and we want to help, and we want to be out there and be of service. So it can be challenging just to take care of us.
Well, you know, that's why it's important to do something like scheduling an afternoon off every week, or a day off if you can, and stick to it. You know, turn off the computer, get away from the computer, do something completely different. You know, go to a spa, go to a botanical garden, you know, go to a
yeah.
zoo, do something different, that, and especially if it involves nature, because the rhythm of nature is what we get disconnected from.
Yes, absolutely. And even in the wintertime, we can get out there and enjoy nature. So maybe it's not, you know, when it's really, really cold, maybe it's not for long, but just to get outside and get that air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a dog who requires daily walks, and that's one way that I know I'm going to be going out 3 times a day, you know, so that's one getaway for me. It's automatic.
Yeah, exactly. So there's important things that you have learned as an energy healer. I know that. So tell me, what is it that you have learned for all these years that you've been doing the energy work?
Oh, lots of things. The first one is the developing of my intuition. Because you have to be intuitive, and I often wondered at the beginning, how am I ever going to figure this out? And I just found that it comes to you. The more you use it, the more it's a gift, the more it develops, and it becomes natural. So first thing was developing my intuition, which has opened the channels of inspiration for me. I'm living a far more inspired life than I ever have in every way. You know, doing this work, I love to help people. You know, I love to inform people because this is a growing field, right? Energy healing is getting known about now. There's far more interest in it than there's ever been, and we're at the vanguard of that. So we can be teachers. We can be examples.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, the freedom that I have, this is why I called my business Heart Freedom, the freedom of the heart. When I felt the heart wall clear, this was a total breakthrough for me, and that was the inspiration for the name of my business.
Yeah.
And with that, the heart is very powerful. You know, we don't realize that, but the heart is the most powerful chakra. The energy that comes out of the heart, it can extend like 8, 10, 12 feet away from the person. It's huge.
Yeah.
And when we're in line with that, when it's open and giving and receiving love, this is really powerful and empowering for us. Another thing that Dr. Nelson talks a lot about is the importance of the immune system and strengthening. Like, in other words, when we clear this negative energy, we're empowering our immune system because negative energy depresses it. Releasing the energy allows the immune system to do its work. And it's a lot better to do that than to go and get pills. and rely on outside of things to help us to overcome, you know, illness and everything. It's way better to be proactive and have a strong immune system. So that's a big lesson for me.
Right. Unless we have a good immune system, it's really difficult ourselves, it's really difficult to help other people create a strong immune system.
You know, there are healers who have challenges. There's no question. Most healers that I know have, you know, certain challenges, health challenges, and it's not that we're perfect by any means. You know, we're everyone's a work in progress to some degree.
Yeah.
But if you know, despite my own health challenges, let's say, as long as I can attune to the client, I can be of help. You know, it doesn't prevent me because I'm not perfectly healthy that I can't help others.
Yes.
It's by intention that I help others.
I think for many healers, they feel if they're not in perfect health, they feel like they're being hypocritic. I was feeling that for many years, and now I just want to say it the way it is. If I'm dealing with my basal cell carcinoma or my shingles or my Bell's palsy or whatever, to say it the way it is, like, yes, I'm human and I'm learning and I'm doing my work, and that's the way it is. That just that total transparency, and it feels so much lighter when you can just be honest with the people you're working with. Like, hey, I'm still I'm a work in progress, like you were saying.
That's right. Yeah, and it really comes down to loving yourself. You know, everything, this is another real big lesson for me. Everything comes down to us loving ourselves. Many people love others, but they doesn't extend to themselves. And you or I are just as important as anybody else. We're not more, we're not less, we're all the same. And that love needs to flow to everyone.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have something wrong. Okay, you know, I'm working on it, but I love myself anyway. God loves me.
Yeah.
Always to be anchored in that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So when we're now back to the healer who's starting a business, there are challenges. There clearly are challenges. You know, the first time you go in front of a video camera, the first time you make a podcast or writing a blog, you know, it's always stepping out. It's getting yourself out there, and we face our fears. And these are challenges. And by being prayerful about it, we can surpass the challenge. We can get through it. It's like going through a door. You don't know, when the door is closed, you don't know what's on the other side. But once you open it and go through, then you know. And it's never as bad as you fear.
Isn't that true? Because I know I'm famous for that. I can get myself so worked up for something the very first time. Then you get through it. You survived. You didn't die. And then you look back and you think, okay, well, I did that. And then it's that next step, and then the next step.
Yeah, exactly. You know, God didn't put us on this earth to hide in a closet.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're meant to be out there. And another, you're asking about things that I've learned. I love this statement by Wayne Dyer. He said, God serves us. We can honor that by serving others.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as service, not what I want to get out of life, not how much money I can make, but rather how can I be of service, and then you're in line with what God does.
Yeah.
Giving us this beautiful planet, giving us these beautiful bodies, these amazing, miraculous bodies that we have. You know, and when we just see, hey, I want to help here, I want to be of service, and there's two areas that I feel that are really top of the list in terms of being of service. One is healing, and the other is educating.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of doing both. We're helping people with sessions, but we're also instructing them, well, this is how the energy field works, and this is why, you know, this led to that physical disease. So we're helping people look beneath the surface.
Now, Chris, do you work with anyone that does any type of healing work, or is it more the emotion code, body code, or is your healers online meant for anybody who does any type of healing work, or
any type? Yeah, all kinds of energy healers are welcome. We did have a chiropractor for a few months. She was in, so any healer can benefit from the course, because we don't just talk about energy healing. We also talk about the practicum, like about a website, about marketing, you know, practical things. We just had a lady on about how we can do free marketing online.
Yes.
So we do handle the home office. Home office is another really important thing, because if you're doing this full time, you want to have a space, ideally dedicated to your work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're lucky enough to have an extra room, you know, I really recommend that you convert this completely for your work. Don't share the computer. Have the computer dedicated for the work, and it's a sacred space that you can come, and you can also leave it when you're not on duty. So that's a real, I know everybody can't do that right away, but it's a great goal.
Yeah.
So the healers workshop is for healers. of any description. And we actually have an offer that's going to be starting soon, a trial membership for $1.
Wow.
Yeah, so that'll be up and running in about a week. It's not a full membership, it's a limited membership, but you'll get an idea of what the community is like, because the idea here is to have a community where you can get advice, you can exchange with other healers, and we have the archive of over 40 webinars, which are accessible.
That's amazing. How many years have you had this program in place?
It's we're coming up to 2 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we do two webinars every month, so mm-hmm. that translates to 24 every year, and we've got them all archived, so you can always look back. But we have two live webinars every month, which obviously you are part of.
Mm-hmm. No, it's excellent. And people need support. You know, we're working out of our homes. We may not be talking to any other practitioners. We're just doing our thing, and it could be Reiki, it could be whatever, and we need that connection. It's so important, and we really need the support. Like, healers need support. I mean, if I didn't have my exchanges with some really good practitioners, I would be kind of lost. So I'm really grateful to have met some really, really good practitioners who we can just help one another when we get into a crisis. And I know, Chris, you really helped me out last year. I was doing an internet radio show, and I got a really bad entity attack, and it scared the heck out of me. Not something mm-hmm. I was comfortable talking about entities, but you really stepped in and helped me with that. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. That is not a pleasant subject, because the dark forces are unfortunately real, and mm-hmm. Like it or not, we have to learn how to deal with them. And so they especially a beginner, they will show up, and they will cause problems for beginners and even people that are not beginners, you know. So we need to know how to deal with that, and that's probably the most challenging aspect of the doing the healing work.
Exactly.
So yeah, there are ways to deal. And I'll just say very quickly that the best way to get help there is appealing to the archangels, as you know. Yeah, Archangel Michael in particular is very able to handle the worst of the dark forces.
Yeah.
And so we obviously are not doing this through our own power. We are appealing to the God's power and especially in this case the archangels.
Yeah.
So when we know where the help is available, and they love to help us. You know, they're very happy to help us in doing this work, because we are healing the planet, healing the consciousness of mankind.
And I think a number of us have to give ourselves permission to ask for help. A lot of times we don't give ourselves permission to, or feeling worthy that you can receive help. So it's always remembering, like, I deserve to receive help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, deserving to. And if you have trapped emotions about that, then, you know, you can clear that or clear it for other people. But, yeah, we deserve to.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a good point about Healers Online Workshop, that we look at the obstacles to success. You know, so that would be, like what you just said, there would be a perfect exercise. You know, why do I have trouble asking for help? You know, so mm-hmm. one could look at that and just do a session, like you say, and release what's blocking you from asking for help, because that's a fundamental.
Yeah.
We do not do this on our own.
No, that is for sure. We sure don't.
Really.
Now,
yeah,
I just want to give an for examples of the type of webinars, and this is the list that you sent me, just to give people an idea. So, for example, you have the Abundance Mindset, a webinar that's archived, Creating Powerful Affirmations, Self-Care for the Healer, you've just mentioned, The Inner Child that we discussed previously, and interviews with successful healers. So that's really great. There's a lot of healers that are doing a variety of different healing work, or maybe they've come up with their own brand, and they, which includes the Emotion Code, so it's all interesting, and website development and your home office. So what's the website development? What's that all about?
Well, we don't offer. Let's be clear. We don't offer. You know, like we'll do you a website.
Right.
We will talk about the elements of a website. Give you some mm-hmm. ideas on platforms that are easy to navigate, like Wix.
Okay.
Or if you are going to go, if you're going to hire a web designer, to know what to look for. Because you can pay a lot of money for very little in terms of web design. There's a lot of, different kinds of people out there, and we need to know. In the online world, we really have to know our way around
yes.
and not get taken, because there are,
yeah.
good people and not so good people out there. So it's always a matter of being wise and discerning who are we going to go to for help. Because if you're starting a business and you're in your 50s and you're not really web savvy and you're doing this for the first time, you can use some guidance.
Oh, exactly. It can be very challenging.
Sure.
Very challenging and very intimidating.
Yep. Well, I always go back to my own experience. When I started this about 8 years ago, I was not, having been a gardener, I never went online. I knew nothing, and I had to start from scratch. And
yeah.
as I said, there were not many resources out there. So I, by trial and error, I found out a few things.
Yeah.
And so
exactly.
this which was my motivation to help others, who were in that situation.
Right. And the technology is just moving along so quickly that we do need to be on top of, the latest thing that's happening, such as in Facebook or whatever. But we do need to share that information and find out the best ways. And you could probably test for that too, Chris, couldn't you? Like, you could probably muscle test with, would a LinkedIn be the best or would Facebook be the best? I was just thinking of that now. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yep. Oh, definitely. The muscle testing, that is, I wish everybody could learn that, because that it saves you so much trouble and, wasted effort. Because if you are testing, what is the best platform to use, your subconscious will give you the right answer. It knows,
yeah.
because it has a much bigger view than than the conscious mind does.
And I never even thought of that till now. You know how you talk things out, and it's like, yes, of course, muscle test on that. So what exactly is muscle testing, in case somebody's listening to this and they
okay.
don't know what the heck we're talking about?
Sure. Well, this is the idea that an energy field is either strong or weak. So the classical example is if you've ever seen someone holding their arm out and another person pushing gently on that arm, the arm will test either strong, like in other words, be able to resist the pressure, or it will just fall down because it can't resist the pressure. So what that means is that an energy field, and I think the best example is when I'm speaking something that's true, when I speak the truth, my energy field is strong. It's powerful. If I'm lying, the energy field is weak. The energy field is broken. And this is the idea of the polygraph test, the lie detector.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Voice stress analyzer would also give you the same kind of result. And the concept of acupuncture, where the energy flows or it's blocked.
Yeah.
So when we're in, okay, so I want to decide if I should focus on Facebook or LinkedIn. Let's use that as an example.
Okay.
So I will test, and my subconscious has an idea of one or the other. So I would do the muscle test. I might do it with another person to test me.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say that LinkedIn tests strong and Facebook is not strong. So that's indicating that I should focus on LinkedIn.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. And that's something that can be done within the Healers Online in your workshop. But you also have the Healers Online, but then you have your own group afterwards where you do some mastermind.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can you explain the whole program just so that we're all clear?
Okay. So the basic membership is $19 a month, and it's there's no obligation. Like, you can come and go as you want. So $19, you have the basic membership. You have the Facebook page. You have access to all the past webinars and the current webinars also. You have the ability to interact with everybody else, to get the support, asking questions on the Facebook page. And we have the exercises and resources also. So we have a library of books that we recommend, and other support people. Like, we have online people that we can that you can go to. Like, we have a web designer. You can make arrangements if you need help, or even to create a website, you can work with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there is another level of membership for $49, where we have two mastermind groups a month. So these are closed, obviously, just to the mastermind members. The mastermind groups follow the webinars, so it's the same night as the webinars. And in that safe environment, you can talk about anything that's going on for you. And Ruth, Denny, and myself are part of that group too. So
perfect.
You have an hour with us twice a month. And then for $99 a month, there's the mastermind plus the basic membership plus a one-on-one session with either Ruth, Denny, or myself, as you choose.
Wow. Like, that's huge value, because just to have one session with any one of you would be, you know, maybe approximately that amount. So, yeah, no, that's tremendous value, Chris. Like, it really is tremendous value. And it's in Canadian dollars. We should let people know.
It's U.S. dollars.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. US
yeah,
dollars.
Yeah, it is. It's registered in the States, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's always, as a Canadian, you're always looking as to, that the U.S. dollar is a Canadian dollar, so.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's the reality. Yeah.
So, you know, this is all really, really good. And before we go and pass out your more information, is there a story that comes to your mind and maybe putting you on the spot here a bit, but where you were working with someone and as to their business, maybe someone in your group, that things kind of, the switch light was turned on and they're able to move ahead with their business more so? Is there some story back there that you can, a person that you worked with where?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can think of one. She was out of work and wanting to write a book.
Uh-huh.
Her husband was supporting her, and she was stuck. She really felt stuck. Then she managed to get some money together to have a few sessions with me, and we did a few. And her book just got it almost wrote itself in about a month or two. She got it all together. She was so excited to get the book together. It was years in planning, you know, and she just, everything unblocked for her. She got the book written, and she was just so thankful that how quickly it got done after so many years of spinning her wheels.
That's a cool story. That's a very cool story. Yeah, that's one, too, that you can definitely let people know about. Sometimes you just get stuck and you need that clearing. So, very good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot. And I know a lot of members of the Healers Workshop have told me of, you know, improvement of. Another thing that is very common among people who get their energy cleared is finding their voice. People suddenly become able to say things that they were not able to say before. And I don't mean nasty things, just speak their truth.
Yeah.
This is really common. This is one of the most noticeable changes that I find is people finding their voice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, right. But in a safe environment, you know, where you're not going to be judged, is so important.
I mean, some people don't even worry about being judged, believe me, but it is, it's wonderful to see that the little mousy person suddenly start to talk, speak up,
yeah.
You know, and just, I just mean though, just speak, hey, I'm here, you know, listen to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, would feel really rewarding during this work, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, we're not here to sit in our closets.
No, not at all. So if you have any more stories, please feel free to share, Chris, and tell us all about you. Now, you're offering, you said, a discount on sessions and session packages for new clients until April 15th. So go ahead and just let people know what that's all about.
Okay. If anyone would like to work with me, I am offering a spring special, which is 20% off my regular rate. Until April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find me on my website, heartfreedom.ca. That's where you can contact me for a session or a package of sessions. So this is, this is the time of year when it's a great thing to do energy clearing, because nature is in the cycle of growth. And we can also participate in that growth with energy clearing. It just accelerates things so much. It eases, you know, instead of pushing through, you know, you remove the obstacle. You don't have to push through it. You remove it, and then it's easier to move.
Well, it's like that spring cleanup. So I know I've been doing that. I've been going through my deleting old files on Dropbox, and it's just time and changing up pictures. It just feels like it's that time of the year just to clear out. So I think that's a perfect thing for people to do is just to do their spring cleaning. Now you have information about, you have an upcoming book. What's that all about?
Okay, well this has been in the works. I was talking about that woman who was blocked. Well, I've been having challenges with getting the book together. And in the last 6 months or so, I did a webinar on longevity, and it inspired me so much that I realized that this would be a better subject for my book than energy healing alone. So my book is, I don't even have the full title. The title is going to be Longevity, and we haven't established the subtitle yet, but...
Mm-hmm.
How we can live to a much longer age, older age than we think, healthy and happy. The goal is to live to beyond what we normally think of the actuarial table, which says 78 for a man and 82 for a woman. Like, we can actually live beyond that. Our physical bodies are built to last 120 years. But
it's,
we don't know how to use them.
Well, I think what happens, I believe we have a will to die, that, you know, energy that can come in, and we just say, you know, I just don't want to be here anymore.
Of course. That's the key.
So it's all programmed, like, okay, no, it's not my time. I really don't want to be. I'm ready to. It could be I'm just ready to go.
Yeah. And we're programming our subconscious that way. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're saying, oh,
yeah.
I'm 70 now. I mean, I'm over the hill. I'm finished.
Right.
You know? So the subconscious says, oh, well, I guess that's what's going on. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
the body's going to deteriorate. But if you tell your subconscious, I'm youthful. You know, I love life. I have a lot to live for. It will provide you with the energy, with the health to make that real.
And catching yourself, Chris, I find, is that instead of like, oh, my knees are hurting, oh, my neck's hurting, like giving your body gratitude because it's listening to everything that you're saying. So
it is listening all the time. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's amazing how many thoughts a minute. I have the stats on that somewhere, but it's just what we, messages that we, negative self-talk is massive. And
mm-hmm.
and it's catching ourselves in the moment and saying, like, stop, and then
mm-hmm.
replacing it with a positive affirmation, just like, you just stop it, you know. Stop those,
mm-hmm. sure.
that negative self-talk.
Well, this is one thing that is in the body code, right? The will to die, and
mm-hmm.
I had never thought of it that way, but it is an energy, and that energy is out there in all the violent movies and the TV shows with the blood and the gore. It's showing us that the body is weak, that the body can be damaged. You know, it's. Programming, the body can be killed, you know, so
yeah.
All that negative programming is beating down on the immune system. And
yeah.
we need to really not participate in that. We need to stay clear of that stuff and affirm life.
Yes.
There's a woman in New York City who's, I think she's 98 years old now. She's a yoga teacher and a dancer.
I think I saw that. Was that on Facebook?
Yeah. Do you remember what she says every morning?
No.
They said, how do you do this? She says, every morning I wake up, I say, this is going to be the best day of my life.
Wow. Shapers. Yes. Something that we should all do. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Wow. We should write that down. On the bathroom mirror, be the best day of my life. Yeah, and just
yes.
program that into your subconscious.
Get out the post-its, you know. And
yeah.
But the thing is, you know, by saying that every day in the morning, you know, the first things that you say to the subconscious in the morning are very important.
Yeah, it is.
If you're saying, oh, not another day, oh, no, work again, you know, geez, you know, look what the message is
yeah.
there.
Oh, exactly. I totally understand that one. Well, this is great, Chris. Let's just give out information again to everyone. Now, your website, your personal website is heartfreedom.ca.
Mm-hmm.
And to find you, to the membership site, excuse me, that's healersonlineworkshop.com.
That is correct, Brenda.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
you
and, so on, and when you get onto the healers site, we'll show you, you know, what's going on and the options. And we're going to have that $1 special very
yeah.
soon up and running.
No,
yeah,
that's
so
perfect.
We're opening the doors. We're opening the doors a lot to
mm-hmm.
get some new people in, and you know, I'm really excited. And I at one time I was wondering if I would still have ideas for, you know, after a year I was thinking,
mm-hmm.
geez, I must have run through all the ideas. No, I'm still getting lots of ideas for new
oh,
webinars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're still coming. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure because everything is evolving. Our Earth is constantly evolving. There's going to be new issues that come up. So, no, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a wonderful time. There's a big change in consciousness in the last 6 months in North America like I've never seen. people speaking up, people talking about injustices and, you know, things that were covered up before. It's a time of disclosure, and that is healthy.
Yes, it is. Even if it doesn't feel healthy at the moment, ultimately it's healthy.
Well, the thing is, when these things were going on and they were covered up, you know, there was very little was done about it. But now that it's exposed, you're seeing, I've never seen before the rich and powerful falling like I have.
Yeah.
Individuals who, you know, let's face it, they should never have been in those positions anyway. And now they're basically outcasts. Their careers are finished. And how many careers did they destroy of people?
Yeah, we have a ways to go, yes. I think we have to hang on for the ride and be within our own community where we support one another. And I think that's one of the major attractions for what you have is like you're within this safe environment where you do support. People can be in different parts of the world. It doesn't matter. And having that support, the tribe, where you have the support, but the confidence that you can be who you are and share your gifts and not be judged for it. So that's huge.
Yeah, it's so true. It's a wonderful group, a wonderful community that we're building. And another important thing I should say, too, is that there's no sense of being in competition with each other.
No.
Every healer has the ability to grow and create their own clientele. You're not stealing from anybody else, you know. So we're helping people be strong and learn how to successfully build a practice. And it's like, you know, the ripples going out from the stone in the lake.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is finding their clients.
And everybody has their own strength. So they might be really strong in emotions, but then maybe they're a really good teacher, like yourself. Or maybe they decide to add Reiki to the emotion code. So,
yep.
You know,
that's right.
It's
a lot of people
perfect.
Combine things. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
everyone
they
has a niche. And
they do.
Often what you've been through personally is your strength.
Yes. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. I'm glad that we made this happen. And I'll be downloading this. It will be on my website, whisperingenergetic.ca, whisperingenergetic.ca. And, of course, I'll be sharing this on different platforms. And so thank you. This was fun. I really enjoyed it. So,
well, thank you so much for inviting me, Brenda. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And we'll be seeing you, I guess, shortly in your group, Healers Online Workshop, and see what inspiration and options and webinars that you'll be coming up with in the future, because the list is never ending, I'm sure.
Well, inspiration has no limit, does it?
No.
And this is what we learn as healers, is to bring this through us. You know, like I don't say this is coming from me. It's coming through me. And it's a joy.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, okay, we'll say goodnight. Thank you once again. And we'll be talking soon.
Okay, Brenda. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.